This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you love knowing all the biggest stories, you'll love the DJV podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends. Check out the DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. The hour. Happy Halloween to everybody. It's 31st of October. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen. Tell you, they scare the hell out of me, both of them.
How dare you?
Yeah, here it is. Michael Jackson. One of the great classics from Halloween. I still like the Monster Mash best, but there are all kinds of... The best thing about this is the voice of Vincent Price. What am I talking about? Victor. Vincent Price is the voice that
Are you
voice.
Really trying to say that the Monster Mash is better than Thriller by Michael
Absolutely.
Jackson?
That's what I'm saying. 100%. Exactly what I'm saying.
I know you have unique opinions, but that's one for the record books.
Well, good. Write it down. Make sure you take care of things. Jennifer Hornway, Victoria's got a bad case of bronchitis. Yesterday, I spent 4 hours in the hospital having my finger fixed after getting an infection that started to travel up my arm. I looked at it and I said, well, maybe we better go do something about this. So I did.
Once your arm turns black and starts to kind of fall off, always good to get to the doctor.
Well, yesterday I didn't say this on the air. I didn't feel well yesterday, and it was mostly because
you're infected.
And so I went to the doctor, and the doctor says, this looks like a job for Superman. So he sent me over to the hospital, and the guy looks at it and says, why are your hands so dirty? I said, well, if they look like, what do you do for a living, he said. I told him I was a talk radio person. And he said, you didn't get your hands dirty like that with the
mudslinging. Radio. Just tell him mudslinging.
Yeah, that was it.
So here's my question.
Yes.
You cut your finger while you were cutting an orange or something like that.
Yes.
Did you put a Band-Aid or anything on it when you then went out to the farm and were, grabbing
cow poop
with
it.
Your hands?
No. Uh-uh.
That's
no,
the problem.
Mm. I did not do that. But this has happened hundreds of times to me before, and it never
concern.
Bothered.
Is that it's happened to you hundreds and hundreds of times before. You think that, I don't know, after it's happened that many times, you would...
But it has never had an ill effect. This is the first time anything like this has happened. Mm. My finger, I took pictures of it before, and I probably should take a picture of it after. I don't know whether we get it posted on Instagram or not.
I don't think people...
No, but
pretty ugly. Pretty ugly. All right, let's get to Halloween and the foods, the candies... Well, what sort of things are around? Today, I would think there'd be a lot of freebies and specials because it's the last day. What do you do with all that candy? You give it away. You sell it cheaply. You save it for next year. It's kind of like Christmas cards, I guess. Would you buy candy today to save for next year, Jennifer?
Do you want to know this is the first year in my adult life living on my own that I did not buy one bag of candy?
Good for you.
And that's because I'm not going to be home. I'm not going to be home. Well, I shouldn't say that. Where I live.
Let's go. All right, everybody, let's go rob Jennifer's house. It's on the corner of the street.
But no, so I haven't bought any candy, which is a first, which is nice because I always, the years that I don't buy enough candy, I'm like, oh, forget it. I'm going to get two trick-or-treaters. Those are the years when I get 45, and then I start to think I'm going to run out. And then the years that I overbuy are the years that I'm sitting there with tons of candy, which isn't good for anybody, by the way, because guess what happens?
You eat it.
You don't want it to go to waste, right? So I don't know. But I do know that there are some more popular candies than others this Halloween. Do you know that?
Just this year or this is all time?
Well, for this
ranked?
Year, I can tell you how things are stacking up if you'd like.
Yes, that would be nice.
Any guesses on the most loved chocolate candies for Halloween this year?
For me, or are you talking about in general?
Well, for you, and then a guess if it's not the same.
Well, I have become, I've been very, I go to Trader Joe's now. I look, there's a section that has chocolate-covered fruits that I like.
I'm going to guarantee that that's, that's not the number one.
We're talking about name brands, pal.
Oh. All right, M&M's?
What's
How's
the
that?
Most popular candy for Halloween? Well, I get the Swiss chocolate from the Alps.
I'm going to go for Reese's Cups because that's always my favorite.
Reese's peanut butter cup?
Reese's. I say Reese's sometimes. Reese's. I'll tell you why. It's because my old roommate's dog is Reese, and so I call it that sometimes instead of Reese's Cups.
All right, that's allowed. Okay, so you think, are they your favorite too? You think peanut
Those
butter cups
are my
cups
favorite,
are the most...
and I love the pumpkin ones that they have at Halloween because they have more peanut butter on the inside.
And Dougie, what do you think is the most popular candy for Halloween this year?
I go back to Trader Joe's.
No. Give me their name brand. Come on.
It's probably a candy. Like, I like Three Musketeers. If something's from M&M, it has to be from the Mars Candy Company because they're the biggest.
Yeah, well,
unless it's Hershey's chocolate, something
like
that.
All right, well, I'm going to tell you. So the most loved chocolate candies, Kara, you're right on the money. They're my favorite, too. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. That's tops. Yeah.
So what do I win? Do I get some?
Yeah, then we're going to get Doug to get you some peanut butter cups. Followed by Snickers, Twix, Kit Kat, which I think are not that great. I'm not a big
like
Kit Kat person.
Yeah,
no. And M&M's, which also I enjoy, like, two of them, but then they start to hurt your teeth, don't they? Like, the candy just gets weird.
Yeah, I heard your gums,
yeah, the most
all
hated
that sugar.
Chocolate candies. Here's where I'm going to take aim, because coconut's getting a bad rap. Mounds is the most hated candy, apparently, of all the big brands.
Really?
I love a Mounds. I love
a Mounds
bar.
Get out of here. There's nothing worse than going to someone's house for Halloween and getting a Mounds bar.
Oh, I love it. Or Almond Joy, but, also on the list.
Oh,
those
my
are
God.
Even
Oh boy, I'm enjoying.
Those immediately go to my dad. I'm like, take these.
Really?
I don't even want to look at them. Yeah.
Oh, I love them.
Oh, my God. They're terrible.
Three Musketeers on the list, which
so
I also
So you give the
enjoy.
Most horrible candy to your father? What kind of a loving daughter are you?
He likes them. He'll eat anything. He's like, give me those. Give me the Smarties. All the stuff that nobody really
wants. I don't like the Smarties.
Goes
so you
my
take
dad.
Him to work and share them with his buddies?
No,
nobody does
he sits in front of the TV and eats them.
Why? Eats them. Okay.
Baby Ruth also on the most hated chocolate candies list, and Hershey Kisses. Now, I don't think people actually hate Hershey Kisses, but if I'm a trick-or-treater and I'm hoofing it around and some old cheapie gives me one Hershey Kiss, I'm going to be a little upset.
Kiss him off.
Right.
Yeah. I like the chocolate, the milk chocolate white candy and milk chocolate you get now, these big sort of fancy looking things that you get in.
You're too fancy. But hey, to Kara, because we're a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup girls, have you tried the white chocolate ones?
I haven't. Are they
really
good?
White chocolate
really good?
Reese's Pieces? Really?
They're so good.
No,
well, that I'd like
pieces,
to try.
But
not pieces. Yeah. White chocolate peanut butter cups, and they're really good.
All right. Where do we find
I'm
those?
I'm still a purist. They're just in the store. The Reese's makes them.
Okay. I also didn't buy a bag of candy this year because I won't be giving any out to trick-or-treaters, but I guess I'll have to go buy some for myself. If you buy
there
them specifically on Halloween or the day after, you can get them on sale if they're any good.
Oh, that was what I was saying before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're
now
all
for
on
the
sale everywhere.
For the most loved fruity candies, we'll go through these real quick. Starburst, Gold Gummy Bears, Jelly Belly Jelly Beans, Skittles, Sour Patch Kids. Those are the most loved. The hated, and I can almost agree with actually every single one on this list. Jujubes, generic jelly beans, Dots are the worst. They're filler candies. Gobstoppers and generic gummy worms. How about that?
Okay, good. I have to disagree because I actually kind of like Dots.
I hate them. Mm-hmm. Okay,
really
I'll make you a
like
deal.
Anything.
I'll trade you all my Dots for your Almond Joys.
Okay, great. I can't wait to go out trick-or-treating tonight, and then I'll ship
Let's
them over
Let's make a
to
deal
you.
On the DJB program. Coming up, what the biggest stars on television are making. Have that report for you after I report to you on pillows from MyPillow. The report's pretty simple, Jennifer, right? You like yours, I like mine, Kara likes hers. We all like our My Pillows. And I don't have to be the one to say it. They'll say it because it's true. I think I like Jennifer. How often do you wash your pillow, though? Are you
know what?
Like
I haven't done it in a while. You can do it as often as you want. I try to do it like every couple of months. It, just because putting it in the dryer kind of refluffs it up again, which is cool.
Mm-hmm. These pillows are all 100% machine washable, dryable, made out of cotton with a filling that isn't effective. Try that with a, put a feather, a down pillow in your washing machine, see what happens to that. Yeah, I think it'll be going out in the rubbish after you get it out of the washing machine. So when you go to MyPillow.com, there's all sorts of fabulous things that you can look at and order and buy so you get a better night's rest. One of the great things now, they're featuring any one of their pillows at the regular price. You get two of them for the price of one. Any pillow at MyPillow.com. Doesn't make any difference size, what you use it for, dog pillows, people pillows. Get two MyPillows for the price of one. So that'll be a way for you to enjoy. It's a good time to be buying stuff. You maybe want to give away some pillows for Christmas. Stop tossing and turning. Help your friends and loved ones sleep better as well. Buy pillows, all of them, at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV, and you'll get that one pillow for the regular price, second one free. All the pillows, same attention, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because at Lowe's, pros save on tools they rely on to get the job done. Now get up to 35% off select DeWalt power tools and accessories, including the DeWalt 10-tool 20-volt cordless combo kit, now $529. That's $320 off. Plus, save 5% on eligible purchases every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. DeWalt offer valid through 11-4. While supplies last. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The Epson EcoTank printer, available at your local Staples, comes with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. That's up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Up to 2 years of not running out of ink when you need to print 5 copies of a report for a meeting starting now. And during Staples printing event, save $50 on the Epson EcoTank 2750. Plus, trade in your old printer and get another $30 off. Up to 2 years worth of ink and no hassle printing. Now at Staples. Offer ends 11/3/18.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's talk about what some of these people are making on these television shows. The stars of The Conners, John Goodman, Laurie Metcalf, and Sarah Gilbert, $375 an episode, not $375, $375,000 an episode of this new comedy. Let's see here. I was looking at the list. Javier Bardem, is that how you pronounce his last name? We all know him.
Bardem?
Mm-hmm.
Too.
Making $1.2 million in a miniseries on Amazon that Steven Spielberg is directing.
For the whole miniseries or for every episode?
No, every episode.
Jeez.
I'm looking at some of these other ones there. Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston doing something also for Amazon. They're getting $1.1 million per episode. Steve Carell is in the same show, $600,000. Per episode. Let's see here. Hulu's paying Elizabeth Moss for The Handmaid's Tale, $1 million an episode. Julia Roberts, $600,000 for each installment that she appears in the new drama Homecoming. Good God, there's a lot of money here for these people. Let's see, who else?
Can you imagine?
All the money is coming to Netflix, Amazon. Those are the people that are paying.
Can they
most
let me just star in one episode? Like, I will just take one $600,000 paycheck, and then I'll be on my way.
And then you're out of there.
Yeah.
I know.
Grant Gustin, who's in The Flash, gets $100,000 an episode. Some of the Riverdale, they all wait $40,000 each for each episode. I thought you'd be interested in some of these dollars and cents, ladies and gentlemen. 21 after on the DJV program.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
No mystery here. Music time on the DJV program. This is Beyonce. She seems to get our attention frequently. And the reason for her getting attention today, in the fact that today is Halloween and all, she posted a recreation of Toni Braxton's 1993 debut album cover, calling herself Phony Braxton for her Halloween costume. Are they not friends, Kara? Do they not like each other? Or because
no,
it's an
they,
age difference?
They like each other. Yeah.
They do. Okay. One of the photos she writes, sending love and adoration to one of our talented legends. Thank God for you. Your tone, your beauty, your range, and your God-given talent is a treasure. Loving you always. The post went viral. So back to Toni Braxton, who took to Twitter to respond to the tribute. She put both Beyonce's fake album cover and her own album cover side by side for comparison and joke to Beyonce. How do you look better than me on my album cover? I love it. Such a superstar. Thanks for the love, sis. Happy Halloween. And then Braxton ended the post by quoting, "Who run the world, girls?" Playing off Beyonce's hit, "Run the World, Girls." Here, just crank this up there, will you please? See? There you are, Carrie. You're running the world.
Sure.
Yeah. Who run the world? All right, so that's the Beyonce. I think we should, because it is Halloween, we ought to have some more time with some of my favorite Halloween songs, some of your favorite, some of our favorite Halloween songs. Here's the Monster Mash. There's a graveyard smash. He did the Monster Mash. He did the Monster Mash. Preparatory in the castle east. To the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrodes. They did the mash. They did the Monster Mash. I posted this song on my personal Facebook page. Did I send it over to the DJV page? I'm not sure whether I did or I didn't. But I posted Bobby Boris Pickett, who's from Somerville, Massachusetts. He makes the weirdest faces anytime you see him perform. He's still around, but most of the stuff that you see in video is from the 60s. Dracula and his son. All right, come on, crack this up. Chains back by his baying hounds, the coffin bangers are about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker 5. They played them. This is the silliest thing. Let's do some other Halloween music. What else you got there for us, Kara? Oh! Screaming Jay Hawkins!
Because of mine!
I wish you could get to the end of it. Can you get to the end of this? The last part of it? Maybe move ahead.
The things you do.
That's the best part of that whole thing. I remember the jock said so much fun.
No wonder he was calling called Screaming Jay Hawkins. Did he actually sing or just scream everything?
No, he's just screaming. Frank Sinatra. Mr. Old Blue Eyes there with Witchcraft. It's a good song, no matter what your age. Have you got the Witch Queen of New Orleans, the Redbone song there anywhere? It's a great.
I don't think I know that one.
Don't you know that one? Oh, really? Oh, you should check it out.
Okay, let's see.
If you can find it. Because it's just the beat. There it is. Yep.
Of New Orleans.
Unga bunga, unga bunga, unga bunga.
Of New Orleans.
Unga bunga, unga. Boom, boom, boom.
I'm gonna tell you a story.
All right, silly stuff. Happy Halloween, 28 after on the DJV show.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Since December, GM has equipped 3 million cars with an in-dash system it calls Marketplace. The free system communicates directly with merchants, enabling a driver and passenger to order and pay for a variety of products and services without a phone. This is the shape of things to come. Vendors include McDonald's, Shell, ExxonMobil, Dunkin' Donuts, Applebee's, and Delivery.com. The list is growing, and now you can order directly from your car. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits.
So here's a story that may sound familiar. I used to post to several job boards, only to be overwhelmed with tons of the wrong resumes.
And because there were so many resumes,
it was tough to separate the great candidates from those who weren't the best fit. I mean, it's not easy to find the right person for
my wineries,
my sports medicine business,
our global PR agencies.
That old process was definitely
not smart. Then I went to ZipRecruiter. They figured out hiring.
ZipRecruiter did the work for me. Their powerful matching technology scanned thousands of resumes to identify people with the right skills, education, and experience for my job.
And actively invited them to apply.
So I got qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try ZipRecruiter now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many Democrats are saying that President Trump's recent call to limit birthright citizenship is fear-mongering ahead of the midterm elections. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi saying last night it's a gimmick.
Well, this is just more of the same of what he has been saying, taking babies out of the arms of their moms, putting them in cages, warning about a caravan that's over 1,000 miles away.
She was speaking on CBS's Late Show with Stephen Colbert. President Trump paid his respects to the 11 victims of Saturday's shootings at a Pittsburgh synagogue yesterday. He and the First Lady visiting the Tree of Life Synagogue. They were joined by his daughter Ivanka and her husband Jared Kushner, who are both Orthodox Jews. Boston's victory parade for the world champion Red Sox will step off at 11 o'clock Eastern Time this morning, and this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you like knowing all the biggest stories, you'll love the DJV podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends by checking out the DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Halloween, DJV times 34 after the hour. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara is with me at the moment. The World Series Parade is today in Boston. Red Sox won. Hey, okay, yeah. We missed this one in our list of songs. Yes, all right, crank it up. Werewolf in London. Warren Zevon.
I'm howling around your kitchen door.
Yeah.
Better not let him in. Little
can't
old lady
this.
Last night. Werewolves of London again.
By the way, for those of you who are listening to the last half hour in our music portion, every hour of the DJV program, we spend 4 or 5 months, maybe 6, depending on what we've got for material, because music is so important to all of us and an important part of our lives. We share some music info every hour. And last hour we were playing, as we were getting into the Halloween song, Screamin' Jay Hawkins, I Put a Spell on You. Actually, his real name, well, his name was Jay Hawkins, but he was a classically trained opera singer, Kara. There's a recording of him singing I Love Paris, which if you can find it and compare it just for the fun of it to I Put a Spell on You. I said, in sort of a side-handed commentary, I remember as a kid growing up listening to WBZ in Boston and the Jocks, my favorite, Bruce Bradley, who was on in the early evening, then Dick Summer, who was on later in the evening. The two of them together were fabulous. The era where you just don't have guys like that anymore, or anybody on the radio that can do with music the things they did. Very creative, very clever, very, it was a lot of fun. Anyway, I remember Bruce Bradley used to play the end of that song where the one Screamin' Jay Hawkins did, I Put a Spell on You, and the way he would use the at the end was just fabulously fun. So, anyway, did you find? Here it is. Jay Hawkins.
Every time I look down,
but it sounds like it's with a chorus, not just him.
Really? We can't, there's no individual solo?
Not that I've heard. This also doesn't sound like opera to me, but that's...
Let's wait till they get to the main...
I love Paris.
There you go.
In the springtime.
Still doesn't sound like opera.
I love Paris in the fall.
But doesn't sound like the same guy who did
Paris.
I Put a Spell on You.
When it does to me.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I love Paris.
All right, play a little of I Put a Spell on You next to this.
I love Paris every moment. Spell on you. Because you're mine.
All right. Silly stuff.
Stop the things you do.
All right. Yeah,
by the way,
sound a little better.
Do you know why the black cat is the symbol of Halloween, Kara?
I do not. Why
if
is
you
it?
Go back in history to Celtic or Celtic, some people like to use it's Celtic with a hard C with most people. Now, the Celts believed the black cats were people who had been changed into animals because of evil. The magic of evil. The blending of Catholic traditions into the story of black cats turned the cat into a witch's companion called, according to legend, the witch could turn herself into a cat and the cat back into a witch.
Isn't it bizarre how just one belief like that becomes a stereotype or becomes something that people, know for their whole lives, and another reason why black cats aren't adopted by anyone. It just has this cycle for
it's like
stupid...
walking under a ladder or, September the 13th or whatever it is, any of that stuff. But if you actually trace back the history of Halloween, and this makes me, because we were just talking about the black cats and the Celts, actually Ireland, 5th century B.C. is when Halloween began. The New Year, remember, back in that, this was before Caesars, just about the time of Caesars, when there were only 10 months in the calendar. It was before July and August were added to the calendar. So the New Year began on November 1st, and October 31st was the end of the year. And as a result of that, according to the Celtic beliefs anyway, God sent disembodied spirits back to earth to flush them out of heaven. So the souls that had gone to heaven during the year that were no good got flushed back to earth on October 31st, according to their beliefs. And then, they would scare the hell out of everybody. Supposedly the Celts really believed this stuff. They even felt that these bodies, the bad souls that came back would douse the fires, the lights, that sort of thing. And spiritual stuff over the years has been, over the millennia, just kind of crazy stuff. The Druids, who I know something about, came of that same period. They built, if you go to Stonehenge, the Druids were responsible, in part, according to legend anyway, for the building of a lot of the what were circular stone tributes to their god. And there is a straight line that goes from southeast England to northwest England. Sorry, yeah, north, no, sorry, the other way around. Southwest England to northeast England, an exact straight line that has, if you look at it, all of these things that were, that came out of this era. And you gotta think, my God, where did this, how did the people engineer this? How did they know it was a straight line? And so that gave fuel to the fire that there were spiritual gods that were looking out for people. And the Romans tried to, you know, kind of kill that because the Romans always wanted to be the most important. They didn't want people to believe in God. They wanted people to believe and worship them. In part, that's where the Catholic tradition also comes from, whether you realize that or not. At any rate, All Saints Day, November 1st. Is tomorrow? I think it still is All Saints Day, isn't it? Isn't November 1st All Saints Day? Do I remember that correctly from
I'm going to go with that. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it is. Anyway, Halloween.
Yes.
Hooray for
still
Halloween.
Still November 1st.
Yeah. All Saints Day is November. Yeah, right. And Guy Fawkes Day is the 5th of November. I remember that because my birthday. I remember the Brits celebrate this. I don't know why they celebrate because this guy was no good. I think they hung him out to dry, literally, or beheaded him or something in the Tower of London. Okay. Let's get our mind off of Halloween for a moment or two, shall we, and think about our well-being, our health. Are you using any kind of supplementation at all? Do you take vitamin A, B, C, D, E, F? There are all those vitamins, minerals, all those things that are great. They come basically, if they're really good, they come out of food. The best vitamins and minerals are food-based. So here's the best of the best. Texas Superfood. Their complete organic capsule, 55, I don't know if you're going to count them or not, 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables that are they take them and they cook them and then they dry them and powder them. No chemicals, obviously, if it's organic, there's nothing other than absolute pure food, fruit, vegetable, food. And the product is called Texas Superfood Complete Organic. I believe in supplementation. I always have. I've talked since I was in my 20s on the radio talking about supplementation over the years. I think that the food is so bad now that you need to do something to maintain your health, your immune system, that sort of thing. It's very important. Being healthy is very important to me. It ought to be to you. That's where Texas Superfood comes in. The Texas Superfood Complete Organic Capsule. Take one in the morning and one at night. You also have the access when you buy the Superfood Complete. You're going to get a little tin of probiotics. Very important. Very important. It's awesome. Texas Superfood Complete Organic. I use that word not frequently, but with this product, really, I think it is awesome. So if you don't eat all your organic fruits and vegetables every day, Texas Superfood Complete Organic makes eating healthy easy and less expensive. This is not an expensive deal at all. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug for the product. TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. And when you're enjoying your health, your well-being, you can thank me if you feel it. All these fruits and vegetables, very just so good for you. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. I hope my argument is convincing because I believe that this is a very good product. Texas Superfood Complete, TexasSuperfood.com, the website, TexasSuperfood.com/Doug to order Complete Organic.
Eggs are back, but what about that side of bacon and glob of butter on your toast? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Confused? Welcome to the club. Fortunately, new dietary guidelines are catching up to the latest research. and longtime food felon, the egg, has been given a pardon. Cholesterol in general has been given a bad rap. Dr. Robert Eckel, who served on the panel that wrote the guidelines, told me why the change in thinking.
The evidence that we pursued did not provide convincing evidence that the consumption of cholesterol, independent of the consumption of saturated fats, was harmful.
He added that saturated fats still need to be restricted because they increase bad cholesterol, which can lead to heart disease. What does this mean when you're hungry? Eggs are okay, and cholesterol in general is not a concern. But sorry, bacon and butter are still on the chopping block.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? You dream of getting a full night's rest for you? Well, those days are long gone for me, and they can be for you too, thanks to MyPillow. I sleep like a baby. I can do it. You can do it. Shouldn't have to adjust your pillow every night all night long. MyPillow adjusts to the shape you want and need and stays there. So why don't you toss out those flat, worn-out pillows? Ugh. Some of the things in those pillows, you don't want to know what's there. Let MyPillow change the way you sleep. They're the one and only solution to your sleepless nights. MyPillow's made here in America. 100% machine washable, dryable cotton. Unlike those other pillows, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. 60-day guarantee as well. Won't find that anywhere else. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. It doesn't make any difference. Any MyPillow, get the second one free. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV to get the two for the price of one deal. That's the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Let me remind you again about this new health advice line that we have. It's called DJV Health News. Find it at djvhealthnews.com. If you have a question, you want to do some research, there's some fabulous answers there. And so I would encourage you, this is a new public service that we have. You know how I believe in health and health matters. It's very important, I think, to all of us to be focused on our health. So here's a good place to go. Another resource, djvhealthnews.com. Speaking of healthy, Kara's researching what to do with all of her candy. And she found a place in New York where she can take all the candy she doesn't like and trade it in for candy that she does like.
Have you ever heard of Tarrytown, New York? I guess it's in Westchester
yes.
County. I've never been
yeah,
there before.
It is
so
in Westchester.
I saw the story and I was thinking, oh, obviously this is in New York City, but I guess not. Reese's is coming out with a Halloween candy converter. So for everyone who gets, you know, I was complaining about Mounds bars and all the candy
yes.
I don't like. So
Yakavanga,
if you've got a whole bag of that, you can take it and they have a machine. It looks like a typical soda vending machine or something like that, and I guess you're able to put your candy in, and then it spits out Reese's cups for you. So everyone,
lovely.
Like I said, that's my favorite candy, so I'm going to be making a trip up to New York later this week so I can give them all my candy and get some free Reese's back.
Tarrytown used to be the site of one of the biggest General Motors assembly plants in the country. It's a very interesting town. Nice up along the river there. So I didn't ask this of anybody today. Are you superstitious? Do you feel like Halloween brings superstitions to the top of our thought pattern for the day?
The
black cat thing we were talking about, that's what made me think about it.
Yeah, I'm not especially superstitious. I mean, a black cat ran in front of my car the other day, and I was perfectly fine with it. Nothing happened. So, but it is, Halloween's kind of fun because I'm not especially superstitious, but today always feels a little spooky. It's kind of fun to get into the mood.
Spook, spook, spooky, goodbye. Yeah, it is. Most people would tell you, to a point, that they are superstitious, I think. It may be silly, it may be serious. People do use, however, their superstitions to make decisions. They do. People just do. I'm not going to do anything on Friday the 13th because it's a bad luck day. Stuff like that. Happy Halloween. Time is 10 before the hour from today's DJV program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Chuck, help, protect me. That's music from the movie Halloween, one of Chucker's favorites. How many times have we played this same damn theme in the last couple of weeks? Come on, Chucker, let's be original.
Probably 2 or 3 times.
Yes.
But there's only one theme to play today, and that's that theme to Halloween. So happy Halloween, Doug.
Happy Halloween to you. I was looking at a study earlier, and I decided to save it for you, indicating scary movies is going to see them good for your mental health. The study talking about one of the 4 basic emotions being fear, and it's fear that keeps us alive, that sort of thing, and that's where the scary movies come in. There is an outline of the 3 ways scary movies can help your mental state. 1, they're confidence boosters. 2, they put you in a good mood. And 3, shockingly, horror movies soothe anxiety. I don't know, that's kind of counterintuitive to me. But
It sounds that counterintuitive also. Ask me what I did last night, let me tell you.
All right, Chuck Curry, our movie man, our movie moments. What'd you do last night?
Me and a couple of friends at the local theater that I'm involved in privately watched at 11 o'clock last night Halloween 3, Season of the Witch from 1983.
Just
had a good time. I had a good time watching it.
It wasn't your wife and your daughter either that went with you.
No, I didn't bring my daughter. It was a school night, so I didn't bring my daughter.
Yeah. And what did you get out of watching that, shall I ask?
It's always fun to see movies that you watch on TV all the time back on the big screen. You know how we do it?
Oh.
You take the Blu-ray, you feed it into a Blu-ray player, which is attached to a 2K $75,000 projector, and it projects beautifully on the big screen.
Wow. Yeah. Glad to hear that. I'll have to buy my own movie theater so I can maybe do the same thing myself. Chuck Curry, Movie Moments, Movie News continues after this.
It impacts over 100 million Americans, costing $635 billion a year, and people are suffering in silence. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. Chronic pain affects more people than diabetes, cancer, and cardiovascular disease combined. As a doctor, I meet chronic pain sufferers on a daily basis, many of whom have been previously misdiagnosed. Depression and anxiety often plagues these patients, and for some it can lead to pain medication addiction. What you need to know is this. There is help with proper assessment and diagnosis. Treatment must be multidisciplinary to reduce pain and enrich your life. Physical therapy, counseling, and antidepressants are warranted for some. Being proactive helps restore a sense of control and mastery over your day. There's no need to suffer in silence. Seek qualified help until you find it.
The Epson EcoTank printer, available at your local Staples, comes with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. That's up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Up to 2 years of not running out of ink when you need to print five copies of a report for a meeting starting now. And during Staples printing event, save $50 on the Epson EcoTank 2750. Plus, trade in your old printer and get another $30 off. Up to 2 years worth of ink and no hassle printing. Now at Staples. Offer ends 11/3/18.
All right, so Chucker, what do we have in the... I was looking, you and I were just talking about some of the things in the art house movies. You have not heard of Tea with the Dames. That's something that looks interesting to me. Dame Judi Dench, all the British actresses that have received lots of accolades, they went to a house for a tea party, and it got made into a movie. And it looks fabulous, actually. It looks like it would be a lot of fun to sit for an hour and a half and listen to them talk about their careers and... Yeah, you know, it's always nice when you see people who are actors, actresses together. For some reason, you want to think that they're all friends. And
you know,
like
here's a story I found interesting. People keep saying, you know, people don't go to the movies that much anymore. But actually, the box office from October 2017 to this October 2018, $12 billion, which is a new year-to-year record. Now, there's no doubt the amount of people actually going to theaters is nowhere near it was 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, but I guess the price of the ticket is at a point where theater owners and studios are still making plenty of money and more than enough.
Wow, people, they just upped the price at my local theater here, a buck.
What do you pay?
$11.49 is what I pay for a senior ticket.
My local multiplex here in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, it's $10. The theater I'm involved with charges $9 for a senior, charges $8, but $12 billion year to year, that is still a ton of
money. Have you got any interest in seeing this Johnny English Strikes Again movie?
I do not. It actually, that movie's made for overseas. It bombed here, U.S. It only did like 1.5 over the weekend.
Yeah. Waste of time. All right, thank you, Chucker. 59 after.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.